And I put the question to you, are you one of these people that would like to abolish the Department of Education, or would you rather fix the Department of Education?
Well, the things I like to abolish, a lot of things. I even want to abolish the IRS, but of course it takes takes a Congress to do that. So if we can abolish those departments, then what we can do is we need to fix it. We need to first, before we fix anything, we need to find what's wrong with it. Why this thing is not working out? Why is it that our teachers are not getting paid? Why is it that we overexpense on administration expenses that we don't need? So those are one of the things that we have to do. And of course, after, you know, as a congressman, we pass a budget for each individual state when it comes to school budgeting. Then we need to work with our local elected official, the teachers, union, superintendent, and things like that, because we need to know what's going on. Why is it our students are not, you know, learning anything? You know, we have a high school graduate that can read in a sixth grade level, and we're the worst school in the whole state. You know, if you include Puerto Rico, we're like 51. So those are the things that we need to do. You know, sure, you know, I want to abolish the Department of Education, but it just cannot happen overnight. You know, you need to work on it. Maybe I would probably say 10 years from now, if, you know, because it takes the people in Congress, it takes the right votes, committee, and of course the president has signed in order for us to abolish it. So I'm not like one of those candidates that making, what do you call it, empty promises that it's not going to happen overnight. You know, some people are saying, oh, you know what, I'm going to abolish the Department of Education. Sure, now we elected you. Are you going to abolish it? They're like, oh, no, I'm working on it. It's probably going to take a couple of years. And then they get elected again. Oh, I'm probably going to take another 6 years. So, you know, we have to be realistic, just like the energy, what we call it, the green free energy. It just cannot happen overnight. Sure that we want to have clean energy, but the thing is, it has to happen as a process. It just cannot happen like, you know, I'm not like a genie that I can say, okay, I'm gonna abolish the Department of Education, or I'm gonna abolish the IRS, or I'm gonna give us a green energy environment. Everything happened with a process, and we have, you know, as voters, as a citizen, we need to elect people that actually can make it happen. Like, we have to elect someone that actually can make it towards that goal, because if that department is not working out, then what's the point of us having it? Right, Kevin?
No, that makes a lot of sense. I want to ask you about money, because whenever we're dealing with teachers' unions and folks like that, they always say we're not spending enough on education. Are we spending enough? And if we need to spend more, how much more?
I think, well, first of all, the inflation is so bad. So actually, we need, you know, everything is expensive now than what it used to be. I would probably say 2 years ago when President Trump was the president. You know, we can put a lot more money in education. And I've seen that. You know, I remember back then they did a commerce tax that goes towards education. And then, of course, they had that marijuana dispensary tax that's supposed to be towards education, but at the end of the day, we don't have any money to pay these teachers. I think the problem is we have some budget problems. You know, we don't need to give them that much money because there's already plenty of money. What we need to do is actually look at the budget and see where are the monies going. You know, in my understanding, if we audit, I would probably say the Clark County School District right now, 30% of the money is going to admin fees. Like what I said last week, you know, money that's going to a identified school, but the school hasn't even built yet, and we already have a 30-year lease contract. Those were the money's going. And then we come here, you know, the teachers, starting teachers, we paid $36,000 a year. You know, so if I'm a teacher, I just graduated college, you know, I have a student loan, and I have passion to be a teacher, I cannot live with $36,000 a year, especially in the inflation and the state and the high cost of living now in the state of Nevada. So you know what they do? They would go somewhere else and teach there because they have more benefits. You know, they will give them an opportunity to go back to school and get their master's degree and maybe become a principal someday. So those are the things that we need to take a look at. You know, the problem about our state is because 85% of our land is owned by the federal government. So when it comes to like distribution of funds to our state, we don't get that much. We only get, I would probably say, less than $6,000 compared to another state, because according to the census, you know, this, the federal government funds the state based on how much the state has. Like, you know, if they own 30, 40, 50, 60, some of them are 90%, that's the way they fund them. But since the federal government owns 85% of our land here, then they're only funding us 15% of what we really need. But right now, I would probably say, you know what, Nevada's growing. You know, when I came here, I would probably say 20-plus years ago, I think the federal government owns 93% of it. So we're actually growing, but the thing is that we're not growing fast enough. And that's affecting the housing market. You know, we need to have affordable housing so we can attract teachers, good teachers that actually can move here. One of my cousins is a teacher in California, and she wants to move here in Nevada, but she goes like, well, I can't move there because if I move in Nevada and teach there, I'm not going to be able to pay anything. She goes like, so I think I'm just going to stick here and live in this communist country because, you know, if I move in the state of Nevada, they're gonna cut half of my salary, and I've been a teacher for the last 30 years. So it's just we need to make sure that our education, our education system here in Nevada is more attractive. Of course, first help, the federal has to help us to get more funds. After that, then now we have to work with our local officials so we can find out what's going on. Because right now, is that supposed to be America? We're supposed to work with each other. Doesn't matter if it's federal, state, or city level officials. We need to communicate at some point. Not like, you know, doing our own way, kind of like, you know, here's your budget. Then you know what? I'm going to get ready to get elected next year or whatever it may be. We need to start working together as a society because, you know, if not, then what's going to happen? We're just going to make this country like work individually, and the more we are, the stronger, you know, the better we are, you know, the less we are, the weaker we are. So that's the way I look at it. And you know, and when I'm elected, you know, as a congressman, I have no problems talking to a Democrat state legislature. I don't have any problem talking to a Democrat mayor or Democrat, I would probably say, member of council.
So you're willing to work across the aisle. I've only got 30 seconds. If folks want to help you out, what do you need right now, and where can they reach you?
Well, right now, you know, I need volunteers so I can spread the message out there. You know, you can sign up at my website, ronq4u.com, or you can call me at 702-756-5658. And, you know, I want to tell everybody that you guys have a very strong voice. And I'm here. I'm listening. Tell me the problem. And you know what? We'll fix it together. You know, because that's America. That's the way the founding father created America.
I love it.
You know, have a great day, Kevin. You know, thank you for all the things you do and, you know, support the troops.
Hey, thank you, Ron. Ron Q, better known as Ron Q. Ron Quince running for Congress in CD1. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The NFL season kicks off this week. The Raiders open on the road in Denver. The Broncos are a 3.5-point favorite. Kickoff 1:25 on Sunday. UNLV football thoroughly dominated Bryant University in the season opener over the holiday weekend. Final score at Allegiant Stadium was 44-14. They're headed to the Big House to take on the Michigan Wolverines on Saturday. Kickoff at 12:30, our time, televised nationally on CBS. It's the final week of the WNBA season, and the Las Vegas Aces are looking to go wire-to-wire with the league's best record. The defending champions finish out the regular season with a pair of games against Phoenix, one in Arizona Friday night, and the season finale Sunday at T-Mobile Arena.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Just getting word of a new accident at the Southern Beltway Interchange. This is westbound 215, right where it meets up with I-15 at the south end of town. Westbound 215 at I-15. Still working two wrecks on 95 coming in from the west, approaching the Spaghetti Bowl. Watch for this off to the right shoulder on US 95 southbound at Rancho. And on the other side of the interchange, 95 northbound after Eastern, should be just about done with that accident. In North Las Vegas, 15 northbound at Washington, accident on the right shoulder. Still working an earlier problem on Summerlin Parkway eastbound, right where it ends at 95. And an east side accident, Desert Inn in Paradise, still there. Sunny, light breezes, a high of 93 this afternoon. 75 degrees right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Streetwalks further down the street. People way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready?
There's been a lot of talk in the People's Republic of California about a potential 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I had a chance to visit with Stephen Williford. He's been on the show before, a spokesman for Gun Owners of America. And I asked him, can you explain how this bill, this amendment, this 28th Amendment, is going to threaten our Second Amendment rights? And this is what he had to say.
Well, for one thing, for it to actually be an amendment to the Constitution, it's going to have to get a two-thirds vote, which is not happening. Gavin Newsom is trying to make himself relevant in some sort of way. He's trying to set himself apart in a presidential race, which he has no chance in. The Democrats know that Joe Biden is not a good candidate, that Joe Biden is losing his mind. And they think that Gavin Newsom might be who could save the party. And Gavin Newsom is coming from a very, very liberal state of California, where they're just about as left-wing as you can get. And he's trying to separate himself from the pack. And he is attacking the Second Amendment, your right to keep and bear arms, to be able to defend yourself and your country if need be.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the unintended consequences of this 28th Amendment that maybe nobody really has thought about? But, I mean, things like raising the age to buy a gun in the U.S. to 21, things like that, what I call the unintended consequences.
Well, the biggest unintended consequence would be is for you not to be able to defend yourself, your family, your friends, your community, and to raise the age, like you say, from 18 to 21, and that's already being contested by Gun Owners of America, and we are fighting the fight to get 18 to 20-year-olds to be able to buy a pistol. Look, here's the thing. If you're old enough to sign up to the military or to sign up to even be drafted, you know, young men have to be, they have to sign up at the age of 18, and we no longer have a draft, but that is when we've decided that you have to sign up just in case we reenact a draft. If you're old enough to do that, you're old enough to buy a car, you're old enough to sign a contract, you should be old enough to be able to defend yourself with a gun. There's evil all over in this country, and as you well know, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Me personally, the reason I work for Gun Owners of America. You can find us at gunowners.org and sign up. Is I use my AR-15 to defend my community in Sutherland Springs, Texas, back in 2017, where a gunman came in and started murdering people. I ran across the street with my own AR-15 and confronted him and stopped him from murdering people.
Again, Steve Williford joining us, spokesman for Gun Owners of America. Can you explain a little bit about how this is going to work? You talked about two-thirds vote. How would this begin? Where would it begin?
Well, it would have to begin in the House. That's where all these bills start. And it would have to work its way. And there are plenty of Democrats that are willing to support and to start this bill rolling. But then you're going to have to find enough people in both the House and the Senate to be able to pass a amendment to the Constitution. Now, that is set up as a very hard thing to do. To amend our Constitution is meant to be very hard because the Founding Fathers understood, and the Bill of Rights is understood to be God-given rights. And the Bill of Rights is not the government granting you these rights. Instead, the Bill of Rights is recognized as God-given rights that the government does not have the right to challenge or to amend even. They're God-given rights.
There you have it. Stephen Williford, Gun Owners of America. I want to send out our best wishes to Jill Biden, even though I know we differ politically. But the fact is, being diagnosed positive, testing positive for COVID is no fun. Although the good news is, the word is that apparently her symptoms are very light. But she still has to go through 5 days of quarantine. And as a guy that's had it twice, both with light symptoms, it was a piece of cake for me. I don't think I missed even one show. And it was just fine. Other people, it's been a lot different. So our best wishes go out to the First Lady. Joe Biden's going to stay at the White House, and Jill will be at the beach house under quarantine. What is it? I'm just curious what the Secret Service does. Gosh, that's going to just about do it for today. Don't forget Bill O'Reilly coming up at 8:45. Clay and Buck at 9:05. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe from Scranton. American weapons in Pakistan. A man survives quite a fall and never leave a man behind. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden gave a Labor Day speech in Philadelphia, referring to Trump as the last guy and the guy who held this job before me. He said, when the last guy was here, you were shipping jobs to China. Now we're bringing jobs home from China. When the last guy was here, he looked at the world from Park Avenue. I look at it from Scranton. I look at it from Claymont, Delaware. People still falling for that? Biden then said he does not believe that the United Auto Workers will go on strike, as we talked about on yesterday's update. All the workers from the three big American auto manufacturers could be going on strike here in about a week and a half. It'd be 150,000 people. The Prime Minister of Pakistan said that U.S. military equipment left behind during our Afghanistan withdrawal has made its way to the Taliban, of course, but also to the Taliban that's operating in Pakistan. Meanwhile, the Gold Star families from the Afghanistan withdrawal are still speaking out. Many were on that tarmac when their sons' bodies were coming home, and they saw Joe Biden check his watch multiple times. One said in an interview with ABC News, it was just total disrespect. It's beyond disgusting. A man in Southern California drove his pickup truck over a cliff, tumbled 100 feet, where he stayed alive for 5 days. It was on a back winding road. Someone eventually finally saw the truck down there, called 911. Firefighters found him alive. He was in the truck. He couldn't get out. He was stuck in the truck for 5 days. 21 people were involved in the rescue. I believe, and I know Bill agrees, that some of our greatest Americans ever were the Tuskegee Airmen. The Tuskegee Airmen were black military pilots during World War II fighting for our country, for their country, for this country that discriminated against them before, during, and even after the war. It's unbelievable. One of those Tuskegee Airmen was Second Lieutenant Fred Brewer Jr. He was flying his plane when he went missing in action in Italy. After the war, we tried to find his remains but couldn't. And recently, someone found an old airplane crashed in the woods. And sure enough, his family says he will be brought back to America and buried in North Carolina. Welcome home, Second Lieutenant Fred Brewer Jr. I'm Mike Slater, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
The chairman of the Fed is promising more pain ahead. Last year, stocks dropped 20%, and this year could be worse. You are right to be worried. So please call the only precious metal dealer I trust, American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. Since I have been a client and spokesperson, the price of gold has appreciated more than 35%. So please call today and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. Please call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text G-O-L-D-GOLD to 65532. Again, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is... done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Message of the day. On this Tuesday, I am thinking that many Americans are lazy. Outside of making a living, they don't really want to exert much energy improving their country. Others can do that, right? Two vivid examples. While the people cannot do much about the incredible incompetence of the Biden administration, they can demonstrate visible displeasure with absurd and dangerous situations. Far-left loons control the New York State Legislature, and their soft-on-crime policies have left thousands dead and maimed. Most of those affected are poor minorities. Have there been street protests in New York City? No. Have there been protests in Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Seattle, and other violent places? No. Massive protests were held after the death of George Floyd, but nothing over the murders of thousands of his countrymen. Want another? The airline industry is hurting Americans by delays and cancellations. The airline moguls routinely lie about not having enough pilots and flight crews to operate scheduled flights. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, will not do anything because he doesn't care. So the airlines bank your money while Americans suffer. Now, I tried to organize a citizens' revolt against this horrendous situation, but the response was tepid. So the airport will continue to be a chaos zone. Few problems get solved without pressure. The American people still retain the power to improve their lives. But voting is not enough. We must be active. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Nancy Brenfleck, Prescott, Arizona. I do not trust anything about Kamala Harris. I'd really been worried if something happened to Biden that she would be in there as president. She couldn't be any worse than Biden. Good. And if Biden can't fulfill his first term,
Kamala will take over, but she's not going to be able to do anything. House will block anything she tries to do. She writes executive orders who immediately get challenged in the federal courts. So I wouldn't worry about that. Michael Brandis, Caledonia, New York. The only chance we have to save this country is if Trump backs out, which will never happen because it's all about Trump. If he gave a damn about this country, he'd bow out due to the continuous barrage of legal issues that will continue on. Okay. I mean, Trump doesn't see it that way. He sees himself as the savior of this country. But